Welcome back, all you sports guests, to another episode of Dinner at Jacob's Place. Dan! we're here this time. Well, obviously, I'm Jordan Screechcrash Sandowski, and helping me out with this one is Andrew Sir Hoops a lot.
What's up, guys?
And our guest on the show is Gregonomics, Gregemith. Greg Mann, Shredder.
I've had multiple names when I've been on this show.
Now he's our guest, because he's just that beloved. And as always, sponsoring us today is Bud Light, the long necks. They're very good. They stay cold. They're glass. They have these righty things on them. You can draw penises or numbers. Again, every week I talk about the same thing, so you know what it is already.
They're always the sign of a good time.
Yes. When you crack that bottle, it sounds great. All right, so now that we've introduced everybody, I guess we can move on.
So how many times has this actually taken place at Jacob's Place?
Every time.
We're always having dinner at Jacob's Place.
Yeah, right now.
Yeah, dude, we have the pot roast out right now. Yeah, that's probably three times actually at dinner at Jacob's Place.
It's just more of a tradition.
Yeah. We have it. This is kind of Dape Studios. We have HDTVs in here. You know, we got the microphones in here. Yeah. All the good stuff.
We got the studio soundboard and everything.
Yeah. So, I understand that you play a little bit of a water polo?
Yeah, you know, I play water polo. Been about since I was in middle school and playing water polo, so you know how it is. It's cool stuff.
Aren't you All-American?
No, I'm not, but, you know, I play D3 these days, so it's like, it's not as hard as D1, but, you know, it's just as many chips.
How do you move up on ranks? What? How would they, like, move up? Like, if it was, like, a school and, like, like Northridge, we had D3 football, and then Division 3 football, and then we could not move up.
I think it's, like, size of the school determines all that stuff or something, so it's, like...
How much money, yeah, maybe?
Like, size and money and just different stuff. I don't really know.
You guys are D2 or D3?
We're D3. I think there's only, like, one D2 water polo team, which doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, the entire D2, there's always, like, D3 and then, like, D1, but you never hear about D2.
Yeah, I think, like, San Diego is the only D2 water polo team, but it's, like...
So do they just play, like, D1? Or do they
just play, like, D1 teams, I guess, or else they just win their league every year.
I think everybody...
Their own league of just them.
Nobody else can come in.
Yeah,
we're playing nobody today. Yes!
The championship. They forfeited again.
Nobody sucks so much.
Yeah.
But, so, I think everybody wants to know, how easy is it to get a water polo groupie?
Groupie?
Yeah. Getting to suck you. Okay. You know.
For D1 school, it's pretty easy. There's a lot of girls that like, but I mean, you know, it's like, handsome guys play water polo anyway, so it's not like...
You're buff.
It's not like we need the groupies, but, you know, big, strong guys.
We just get them.
Yeah, we just get them anyway.
Have you ever had just a blatant experience?
A blatant
like some girls just being like, hey, how's it going? Like, you know, lifting down her blouse a little bit.
You know? Like, I was watching Talladega Nights, and she's like, drive these. And she's like, lift her shirt up, and he's like, please be 18.
And then they got like married. See, have you gotten married through water polo?
I haven't. Unfortunately, water polo's not that big in the U.S., so there aren't too many water polo groupies that just take their shirts off for us.
Where is it big?
Europe. It's, like, huge in a lot of European countries.
Because they're fucking huge.
Yeah, like, Serbia, it's, like, their national sport. So.
Do you know, like, a famous guy from there, like, Kurgukski? Like some weird Serbian name that nobody
knows. Like 8'5".
Peter Biroš is like fucking crazy.
Peter Biroš.
Yeah. Tony Azevedo is like one of the best players around.
I've heard of that name.
He went to Stanford, so he's American.
I feel like I know that guy. Probably don't. I do this all the time.
He's like 6 years
I know
that guy. So
in Serbia, are there water polo players revered just like as these like
there's like billboards of like water polo players
or like Manny Pacquiao or something like that, just like a fucking god.
I feel like at a certain point, obviously they have a lot of water, but isn't it also extremely cold? How would you play? Like, I get hockey,
it makes them
really
tough,
cold,
man.
But like
these guys are just like literally like 6'6".
They play in
huge,
ice,
yeah.
Just so ridiculous. How's there never like deaths in that? Well, are there deaths in water polo? Has there ever been a death in water polo? Like in the U.S.?
Oh well. They feel like they've had heart attacks while playing.
Oh, shit.
I don't know
like
about
a stroke.
Killing each other in the actual pool.
Dude, I was in Europe. I was, I was in Greece on one of the islands. And I was, like, on the beach. And,
excuse me. Sorry, guys. Like, it happened.
Shit happens.
But like,
yeah.
Too much. And fucking, okay, so I was, like, going to the beach, you know, have, like, the bar, and, like, people are swimming in the beach, and, like, everyone doing all their beach shit.
Yeah.
And then there was, like, there was an area blocked off where they had water polo goals, and people were just, like, playing.
Ocean?
Yeah, people were just playing water polo.
Dude, in the so ocean, cool. What?
Yeah.
Like, they have, like, little, like, peninsulas and, like, bays where it's, like, there's not as wavy, so they play water polo out in the open ocean. It's so cool.
I was like,
must be real easy for them to get into speedos, because they're just doing it all the time anyway.
Yeah, you know,
it's very easy. Is it a European thing to shave everything, too?
I don't know. I don't really shave everything.
So. Oh, is that more for
that
swimming?
Was for swimming.
Yeah, hey, even though his name is Grigimith.
Yeah.
Not to be confused.
He's massive. Hopefully we'll get a picture up on
it's
the...
not hairy like a behemoth. But.
Dude, that's what... Do you have, like, a website? We should start, like, post everyone's picture and stuff.
Yeah, I'd be down. We're thinking about maybe doing video components from
there. Or you could, like, maintain the mystery for just so long.
Yeah, after, this is our 10th episode.
I know people wonder, what the fuck does Scritch Scratch
do? How many
you're wondering
followers do you have these days?
About 3 billion. Yeah. Yeah. Only about 3
pretty
billion.
Pretty big, then.
I'm trying to hide that number, but, you know, whatever. You can only do so much, so. The Dalai Lama, I've got about the same as the Dalai Lama, so that's cool.
Yeah, not bad.
It always works.
So we're like a religion now.
We are. Speaking of religion, I was watching this crazy documentary, and I know we're going to lose a lot of people after I say this, because it kind of fucks
me. Maybe like a couple million, but it's nothing to our three.
Yeah. Everyone.
But I was watching this documentary about an ex-Christian fundamentalist, like, explaining, like, Christianity from the very beginning, like Jesus' stuff. And so, besides the fact that he's gone in the 18-year-old gap, like, when he dies, supposedly, in 33 AD, and then comes back in, like, the 70s AD, the only person that kept those records was Paul the Apostle, who did it through having a dream, a vision of Jesus, and having him say that he was the one, yet wrote nothing that's in the Bible except him being resurrected and being killed on the cross and resurrected, both in heaven. Some crazy shit. Sorry, all you. I guess I did. Hopefully, did not offend anybody.
So saying Christianity is totally wrong.
I'm saying is that the guy Jesus came from a guy who had a vision and didn't put in anything, like include like King Herod or any of the people that like fucked him up or anything like that. But whatever. It's not a big thing.
Cool.
But I was looking on in Christianity, I feel like they always like the Jews are always picked on. Like, I was reading on Wikipedia. I was, like, trying to, like, brush up on my, like, religious history, because everybody does that now.
On Wikipedia.
Yeah, Wikipedia's the best. And it's just, like, every once in a while they'll have, like, why, or they'll be like, this does not have sources. And they'll just, I was looking up, like, Paul, because I love Paul. And it was just saying, yep, whenever Paul would talk, the Jews would just incite madness against him to excite the crowds. And it just wrote, like, dubious disgust. It's just hilarious people on the internet. Whatever. All right. I guess we got into our religious point of the podcast.
Yeah. We got into our offensive part.
A little randomness put in there.
Back to the water polo.
Yeah.
What's it like having like the biggest fucking appetite and like the fastest metabolism?
So much fun. Just gonna eat whatever the hell you want.
Did you eat like a 15x15 at In-N-Out?
Yeah. I mean, I've done that once, but you know, I don't do that all the time. But
what's like your average meal?
I'll probably eat like 5-6 regular meals a day. Especially like dining halls, all you can eat, just to like 3 different stations of full food. Just so goddamn hungry.
How does that translate into like, say, Bud Lights?
Bud Lights. It's probably like 15 Bud Lights a meal.
What?
No, probably like 6 Bud Lights a meal.
Yeah, that's about more normal.
But it sucks because then like when you don't play water polo year round, you get fat as shit.
Does it just go like that? Just that
kind of thing? I mean, kind of. Like, but I mean, I'd still work out like as much as I can. But some people like really just get fat as hell after not. I mean, that's like any sport though, so you,
yeah,
you stop.
Is that what you're doing this summer?
No, I just gym it up every once in a while. But I'm playing water polo right now. Coming back in the fall though.
So like, cause I just got sick, as you know, and
with mono.
With
to
mono,
our listeners.
A little bit.
And when I was sick, I was not eating shit. I just physically and like just mentally and everything could just not eat anything. And, like, I got noticeably, like, skinnier within, like, 2 days.
Yeah,
like,
I mean, totally.
Does that shit still happen? Like, if you just, like, didn't eat your 5-6 meals a day, would you just, like, fucking, like, lose everything? Like, really?
For water polo? No, because, like, you probably stay, since you're working out just as much, you'd stay probably the same weight about. You just get, like, less body fat because you'd, like, eat that up first. And then you maintain muscle, but you, like, you need to eat some, like, a lot of shit to stay at a weight.
Yeah, because I, like, know, like, you're supposed to, if you're trying to, like, bulk up and like gain mass, like you have to be like eating a shit
all the time.
All the time.
But, like if Mono, if you were like playing water polo and just not eating anything, you'd probably just black out. Not even be able to.
Sounds
do
kind
it.
Of fun. Have somebody save you. Don't the Navy SEALs do that? You have to like drown yourself and then have people save you.
Yeah, they like literally Navy SEAL training. It's the fucking craziest thing. You have to know how to drown, so you literally drown and like black out, and you have to trust that they're gonna save you.
Because they just like inhale a shitload of water really quickly.
Yeah.
So
at least I know now. Like I was like watching Titanic the other day. I was like, some people there are a lot of people like struggling to live. Like I just like be like, all right, if I'm like stuck in a fucking sinking boat, I'm just gonna dive in, just inhale as much fucking water as I can.
Yes, yummy water.
Like the Titanic, it's like ice cold water. It's like, daggers. Fuck this.
Yeah, how do they not have any guns on there? I feel like somebody, like, they have the same, like, pocket watches. Like, oh, here's my mini pistol. Just pull it out and just jack yourself up.
Oh, you mean, like, kill yourself?
Yeah. I mean, not everyone... Stabbed daggers.
I thought you meant, like, why did they attack the iceberg?
Like, fucking iceberg, take these 600 bullets.
That like, no, they actually, I don't think, were they, they're probably, like, screen and they couldn't bring shit onto the boat, or I don't know.
That I'm pretty sure they didn't have TSA back then.
That one sailor had a gun, so he ended up shooting that guy, like, when they're...
Oh, Irish guy. Yeah. Was that a real thing, or was that just in the movie?
Probably just in
don't
the movie.
Don't know how accurate that movie is. No,
James Cameron's a historian.
Except the, Titanic.
James Cameron's pretty historically accurate, like, with Avatar and stuff.
So ridiculous. What did you think of Avatar?
I thought it was too long. I thought it was kind of boring eventually. It's, you guys know Kevin Amroy. It's like his favorite movie ever.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, I feel like, I don't know, the one thing about it was, like, I'm all down for somebody who's helping, like, the different people. You know, people that, like, aren't that popular. Or people who are, like, sick, but they're just not.
Are you talking about the aliens in this
one? Yeah, I'm talking about, like, yeah, like that. But mainly the main character, how he's, like, a guy in a wheelchair. So he's obviously, like, you think, like, not very popular. He can't really do everything he wants to in life. He has to be in a fantasy thing. Yeah. So he goes into a fantasy world, and then everything is all good. And I just got too kind of bored with the whole fact that he kind of tried to be, like, too much of a hero for people who couldn't be anything themselves. Like, how do you go into a computer and then live forever and, like, think that I don't know.
So you're saying he, like, had to give up his own identity and, like, that's kind of fucked up to, like,
do something? It's not just that. I just mean, like, that's giving the moral that, like, that's the way to get better in life. Is to, instead of, like finding the beauty in where you are, is go into a fantasy world and be there forever. Just change it. If you need drugs to make your life completely better, time, just do coke all the time.
That is kind of interesting. It's like, well, this guy can't do anything as he is, but if he goes in this machine.
Like, he just lost his legs. What about his fucking family? What about all these people that, like, I don't know. Like, he's got to do something. It's not like he was, like, a huge loser. Like, he's got to do something. I don't know. Whatever. Avatar was a great movie. I'm sure we'll get killed if we say
it. James Cameron will find all of us.
What the fuck would you say about Avatar?
I heard your podcast. You talk shit about me.
That's how he talks.
I figured James Cameron's Aquaman anyway. You know,
Aquaman. That was fucking
that's
great.
Aquaman was a good one.
I didn't even know who James Cameron was. I don't, like, was after Titanic, was James Cameron name, like, would everybody know his name? Because when I saw Entourage and I saw the Aquaman thing, I was like, who the fuck is James Cameron?
I think Leo was the main star of Titanic, you know, he said DiCaprio and all the girls now, but James Cameron's
he's
the
king.
But then you, like, watch it now, you're like, oh yeah, James Cameron did
this. Oh, James Cameron did this one. He has so much money.
So how is the ranking system done in water polo? Like, I guess it's kind of going back.
To go back.
Like, yeah, but, like, how would, like, I playing, like, if I was beating hell people, how would I be like, yep, I'm number one in the world?
You mean, like, team-wise?
Yeah, like, or whatever. How do you get ranked?
Well, there's, like, the national teams, like, just for any sport, national teams play each other for, like, top of the world, like the Olympics and other tournaments like that.
You should join the national team.
I'm not into it, you know? It's, like, national team's not good enough. But then for, like, colleges, they, like, rank all the, based on their records of how they're doing each other. It's, like, an actual ranking of every college team. So, like, all the D1 schools are pretty much at the top. Then, you know, you get some D3 schools. Like, we were second for D3 last year, which was, like, top. We got, like, 17th overall, which is really good for D3 school. Because, like, D1 is fucking ridiculous.
Yeah, dude. I think I already told you the story, but, like when I was in line at, like, our, like, the cafeteria that's right across from my apartment. And there was, like, this dude that was, like, wearing, like, I don't know, like, all his water polo shit. And it was, like, right after the season finished. And, like, he was in front of me in line, and the clerk, like, was like, oh, that's a, like, started talking about, like, water polo, and, like, oh, that's a really nice rig you have there, and, like, it was, like, his national championship ring,
yeah.
And it was literally the biggest thing I'd ever seen. It was, like, this fucking, like, giant, like, rock, and it was, like, diamond studs that formed, like, a Trojan
God
helmet.
Damn it. And, like, yeah, USC is especially gonna just, like, make it fucking
like,
crazy.
Fuck yeah,
just, like, oh, yeah, we got this.
And this
just
guy
go
was,
to
like,
a bar,
a,
hey, you want something?
And yeah, I was, like, wearing this giant ass ring, and she's, like, so what grade you're in? And he's, like, this giant, like, jack dude. He's, like, oh, I'm a freshman. I'm, like, what?
What? Already got a ring?
Yeah.
Well,
God
USC
damn.
Is, like, all European crazy motherfucking players.
Yeah,
they
recruit, right?
Over.
Yeah,
yeah, they recruit, like, crazy. Because Jovan Bobic is, like, the coach for USC. He's, like, European himself.
That's not a European name.
Crazy. Yeah.
Let's go to Europe. Like,
I want you. I want you.
Come with me.
Come with me.
Yeah. Is there a lot of steroid use in water polo? Like, is that, like, a thing?
I don't
thing?
Think so. I think they test, but, like, I've never been tested or anything.
Yeah, because, like, I remember, I have a friend who's, like, on the track team, and they're, like, fucking ridiculous about
yeah.
track. Like, he can't even, like, drink caffeine.
Yeah, there's,
like
crazy shit. Like, you can, if you're using, like, some prescription drugs, like, it'll show up, and you'll just get fucked. So
yeah.
You have to, like, really,
like,
really
for, I guess maybe it varies by sport, but for him, it was, like, yeah, if I have, like, high levels of caffeine, so, like, if I drank a Red Bull, they'd be able to detect it, and I'd just be fucked.
Jesus.
Whoa.
Damn, Red Bull must be real pissed about that. I feel like that's only people that use that besides ravers, obviously.
They give you a banned substance list at the beginning of every season, though, so you have to, like, read through and shit.
Crack.
Yeah. Don't do crack rocks.
Do they leave any off? Do they tell you, like, what's okay?
No.
Small traces of marijuana, ketamine.
Marijuana is actually a banned substance. So.
Is it really?
Yeah. Jordan would not be allowed on the water.
Sorry, I'm playing
you
my water,
play
polo.
Water polo.
Yeah, water polo was so sick. Except one time I was playing.
You guys were on the team,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, me and Gregeven definitely played together. And I was playing one time, and I honestly did not know the rules very much. And so I'm in the water, and, like, somebody, like, passed the ball or something, came right in front of me. And this douchebag, like, who's right next to me guarding me, he's like, hey, you can't touch that. So I just don't, I'm like, don't touch it. And he's like, you'll get a foul if you touch it. So I'm like, oh, okay, like, don't know that much. Just grabs the ball, goes and tries to score, and it just made me so angry. So I just swam after him, just punched him in the face. Sorry if you're listening, I did not do that, I guess. It's illegal. Well, fucking punch that guy.
Nah, people get punched in the face all the time in water polo games because there's only two refs and it's all underwater.
Yeah, how are you possibly supposed to see shrouded vision?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
balls are probably fucked.
Dude, fucking craziest water polo story. Well, not craziest, but this is what my water polo coach at Claremont told me. Is he was like, it was some national team game, and this, like, huge Russian dude on the other team was, like, getting pissed off at this one guy on the U.S. team. So he grabs his balls, and the guy on the U.S. team tries, like, twist away, but the guy holds on, so he literally rips his sack open.
Oh!
And the guy gets out of the pool, he's bleeding down his leg, and his testicle just unravels.
Oh!
And he just,
oh my god!
And the guy literally just blacks out.
Oh my god! How am I not throwing up right now? It's just, it's
probably
just
the grossest story I've ever heard.
Oh my god, that just is.
So my son is going to play soccer.
Yeah, we're. Oh, he'll only get cleats in the nuts.
Yeah, he'll
that's
just get
way better than.
All
it's true, there really is no protection just having a fucking small Speedo.
Yes.
The only thing protecting stuff. God
like,
damn it.
Some sick fucks just go for balls, which is
really gay. Oh god. Is there like a training? Go
for balls.
Is there like training day, like fuck up day? Like, alright, team, we're number one. We're gonna have to get really good. We're gonna bring, like cement on our hands to, like, rub against it. Like, sandpaper, this, like, you sneak it in. Like, hide
yeah.
your toenails and stuff
they
like
do
that.
They do, like, nail checks before every game and stuff.
I
make sure
those.
You don't claw the shit out of people.
God damn it.
Well, if you like Wolverine and you just have, like,
claws. Yeah. You just have giant metal claws come out during the
yeah.
game and kill people.
Nobody gets surgery for that? They don't get, like retractable fingernails?
I don't think so, not that I've ever seen.
They can make new hearts. They've got to be able to make retractable fingernails.
Dude, some guys are, like, crazy because you have, like, these plastic ear guards, you know, on the cap. And they'll, like, get in the game and they'll, like, hit people in the face and, like, try to scratch their face. Because if you bleed during the game, you have to get out of the pool. It's, like, crazy.
What? To take a... Oh, my God. There's just no... Was the only foul, like, throwing it at the goalie? I guess.
What?
Is, like, the foul for that, what, like, throwing it at the goalie?
No.
Like, start bleeding and they get kicked out?
If they start bleeding, they stop the game. The guys get out of the pool for, like, so that they don't transmit any diseases in the water and shit.
They have to completely refilter the pool?
No, they have to refill the pool.
It's like guys poop in the pool?
Out. They keep going.
Same procedure, the poop in the pool procedure.
Yeah. If you ever lose any game, you just poop in the pool and they have to cancel it.
I'm so pissed! We were winning!
It's a good tactic, though, to end the game.
Yeah, it's really cool.
If there's momentum, do they do that shit? Do they, like end momentum, like in basketball, they, like, will, like... We're getting so sports in this. This is awesome.
They are sports guests.
Yeah, right? sports guests are going to love this. But, God damn it. Yeah, does anybody ever do that to, like get fouls? Like, in basketball, like, they'll foul somebody to make the game, like, stop, I guess? Like, if you're losing, will you just, like, beat the shit out of people and, like, get, like, fouls and stuff like that so that the game stops?
No, not really, because it doesn't slow the clock down in water polo as much. Like, you want the clock to go kind of faster. So, like, fouling will stop the clock, but then, like, they have to make a pass to try to steal or something. So I guess they do it, but you don't shoot, like, free throws or anything. Water polo, so it's not as effective.
Except for you, you lob that shit, so you do free throws.
Yeah, I saw that shit.
Get it behind the goalie. Ask him where it is.
It's like Jake. Does he have a nickname on this show?
Mystique.
Mystique.
He's like all tricky and
he
stuff.
He was known for his lob back in
Waterfall. Of course
that
he was.
That
be.
Was his literal
of course
only
it would
shot,
be.
Which is lob
always,
it.
God damn it.
That's such a Jake thing to do.
It's a Jake-est thing. It's like, I'm just gonna deceive you on this
one. And then he just laughs. Yeah, just does a Jake giggles. Laugh after. Have you ever gotten, like, so pissed at somebody, like, done, like fouled the crap out of him or anything like that?
Yeah, I fucked some
people. It's like
up.
The most pissed you've been at.
I mean,
what'd you do?
Because, like, I realize it's just a fucking game, so you don't, like, give anyone, like, a serious injury. Oh, come injury.
On! Nah, dude, it's
but,
more
like,
than a game.
During our conference final this year, this one guy and I were just getting into it. He was, like, probably their best player. And he was being a complete dick, like, punching me underwater and shit. So on one play, it was, like, 1 minute left in the game, he shoots it. I just literally grab him by the, like, shoulders and dunk him underwater and kick him in the head.
What?
So I was, like,
blood everywhere.
I was, like... Got my shin, like, right on his, like, shoulder blade, like, where his neck is. And I kicked off him and then kicked off.
He's now crippled.
No, he's not crippled. He's just like a fuck you, dude, kind of thing.
Yeah, those things happen all the time. Yeah. Hey, guy, come to this alleyway with me. You talk shit and just beat him up.
He and I were getting into it, so...
Are you guys friends now? Was it like a movie tale ending? When I'm like, drank a little bit together, banged the same girl.
Kick, man. Good kick.
Thanks, man.
So ridiculous, you know, about saving Indian. They're still persecuted.
Yeah.
That's honestly one of those, like, random transitions. Like, I mean, this is just a random comparison. Yeah. But, like, at, like, USC, like in the Greek system, like, they have, like, the ridiculous, like, the sorority philanthropies at some, like, sporting event. Like, everyone's just so waste, like, talking shit and getting in the fights. And then afterwards, everyone's just like, yeah, high fives each other. Like, all right, see you later. See you next
time.
What
would you get into fights about it? Like,
people get into it so much.
Especially if music is loud, you just look at somebody and think, like, oh, you just said fuck me? Fuck you!
Yeah, there's, like, a soccer tournament, like, two, like, teams were playing, and they, like, got in a fight, and they started,
really?
Like, brawling. It's just so ridiculous.
Like, fraternities against
yes.
each other? That's so cool.
I know, it's, like, it's the worst and best idea, because it's, like, basically, you pay money to, like, get wasted and, like, play, like, a sporting event. Like, and the sororities just, like, sit there and,
just
like,
create
watch.
Animosity.
Yeah,
and, like,
basically.
Put girls there so everyone feels like their pride is on
yeah,
the line.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what it is. It's the funniest shit ever.
People I don't have a small dick! Stop twittering that. Yeah. So how is the five colleges, I guess? What is it like to have five separate schools on there? Is there brawls in
besides
that?
Being the best.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, we're, so the, McKenna, we're the best by the way. Of the five, besides stupid Harley.
Fuck Harley.
Harley's a Pomonaite. But, I mean, it's cool. It's like, every school has their own little culture. Like, Pitzer is just pot smokers.
Yeah. Yeah.
Pit smokers.
But, partially my group.
Yeah, there's an all-girl school. But pretty much every girl there is just super ugly. So
God damn it.
Chill. Hopefully none of them are listening to this.
Every single one.
We're just hurting everybody today. Christians. Women in general.
It's kind of, it's kind of what happens today.
Yeah. Yeah. Somebody's eventually going to make a list of people.
Of why we should not have any fans.
We're going to offend everyone except ourselves.
Yeah, exactly.
So, as long as we're having fun, that's all that matters, guys.
As long as you're a male who went to Burlingame High School.
Always going to love it. So, I realized, like, alright, nobody's going to know about who this is, but Ian Ahern, This guy I went to high school with. He's the craziest party guy. The reason I started partying. Did we already talk about this on a podcast?
Yep.
We already did. All right, so then they know who it is.
Just
so,
a recap
right, so
for the new fans.
The first party I ever went to, there's just like a bunch of like random people there, and there's like no alcohol. They're like drinking it all.
When was this? What year in high school were
like
you?
Like sophomore year, maybe. Yeah, like 10th grade or something like that. Yeah. And just thinking, oh, there's not going to be a party. This sucks. Like, I thought parties were, like, different. And then Ian Aaron just kicks in the door with 230 racks and just, who wants to drink? And just gives beer to everybody. It just made me think that it was awesome.
I just
went out for real world and just did not get it. But just changed his name. His name is, like, Ian Troy Mike.
Michael.
Yeah, I just do not get it. I don't get how people change their names. Just, it's very...
Is that, like, an official
it's what we do
thing?
In this show.
Nicknames are good. Like,
I thought he was like really big on his name. He had all his friends call him like Ahern and shit.
Yeah, that's what I thought too. I was like, this is like a fake name for high school. It's possible. If you're listening, because I sent you this. We love you, Ian. Just wondering.
Yeah, we're just wondering some things.
Please call.
Yeah, please call it. We need a hotline. That's what we need.
God damn, we do.
Just
we
have,
get random callers.
Have my number be the hotline. So people call it.
Multiple people who try to call. It won't
this
work.
Is dinner at Jacob's place.
We'll need to hang up on the first couple people.
Well, that second episode with Roddy, we had someone call in. Remember?
Oh Casey yeah, Nolan? We did. We had a caller. That was awesome.
Really?
Yeah. Hopefully, we'll have more. We'll see.
Casey Sullivan called. He was like, hey, like talking, and it just like totally like we were like telling him that, oh, sorry, we're podcasting, and like didn't skip a beat. It was just still like in the conversation. And then like he's like, so guys, you want to get drunk or something? It's just like on air. It's like so funny.
That's awesome.
It was pretty tasty.
It's a good first call.
Good first call. Mm-hmm. Bring up getting drunk off Bud Light.
So you're a Wii man?
A what?
A Wii man?
What's still, a Wii man?
You play Wii?
I mean, you know, I have a Wii. You guys play FIFA?
I played the first time the other day with
FIFA
with the
is the most addicting game in the entire world.
I start doing it doesn't make any sense. I'll, like, click a button to try to, like do a goal, and I'll be so close to the goal, and it'll just kick it straight into the stands. Every time.
You gotta press shoot. You can't just press, like,
I do press shoot! What do you mean press shoot? It's one button!
What?
It's the shoot button. That's all I'm clicking is the fucking
shoot button.
Yeah, I'll click the fucking shoot button.
You know,
whatever.
Send it to the stands.
I'm just gonna burn the game.
In Serbia, are there water polo video games?
I think there was once a water polo video game in the U.S., but, like, no one bought it, so...
I don't know how you'd market that. I feel like anybody who hasn't seen it just calls it, like, a pussy
they
sport.
They gotta make it, like, Blitz, or, like, what's the other game, that baseball game where you
Slug
can, like...
Slugfest?
Except
that
water polo
so
style,
awesome.
You just start beating the shit out of people.
Yeah,
I missed
fighting.
That. I was thinking the other day, they stopped doing that in video games where, like they, like modify
it's all, like,
sending the wrong
real,
message
like,
to kids.
We want like all the right people, and if you're gonna get things and be like the paper airplane games, like side games like that, and like NFL games. But I fucking love being able to take out people who had nothing to do with the game.
NFL Blitz is like the most fun game ever. Just like jump on them after the play.
Be a ram head.
Most unsportsmanlike conduct ever.
God damn, that was the best.
Like NBA Street, you just like fuck people up.
It's so ridiculous.
Stop doing that.
NBA Street was like a game where you just push buttons and you just
button mash.
Remember, my brother was like, "I'm so good." He actually was like really good at the game. He's like, "Let me play." He's like, "All right, fine." And I just push buttons. I beat him. He got so pissed.
Yeah, you push buttons to combinations of dancing.
It's like playing
to either
scratch
side.
In any video game. Yeah. Like, figures out the cheapest way
especially
to
especially Dragon Ball Z.
Oh my god!
I grew up in cheat world, so cheats are not useful to play. I like my cheats. They don't make them anymore.
We were playing Marvel's Capcom the other day, and you were literally just stood in the corner, just firing, like, lasers.
I just shoot the gun. I get the guy who shoots
just
the gun. Grab
him you're like, grab you're him walking back. Over, you get hit back, walking over, get hit back.
It was very unfortunate.
Speaking of something near and dear to all of our hearts, I hear that they're coming out with a new Super Smash Bros. For the Wii U coming out.
What's Wii U?
It's like the new Wii. They're coming out with a new Wii, and then, like...
Is that Wii University? MTVU!
It might be something like that, actually. I don't really
it's
know.
It's kind of awkward.
A new Smash, that's tight.
I don't really want
but
my
yeah,
university.
The first game they're releasing is like a new Smash, so they sell like just millions and billions of the new Wii.
I would imagine that's actually the smartest thing they could do. Yeah. Super, oh my god. What new characters are they adding? Samus?
I don't know.
Samus gonna be in there?
Well, Samus has been there from the original one, so I would imagine they would keep him.
I've not played that.
It's her,
so
man.
Sorry, Samus.
Yeah, if you're listening.
yeah, we just screwed her over.
Dude, but they have so many characters now. They have like
yeah, 40. Seriously, the Wii one is absurd.
I haven't played Pokemon for a long fucking time.
Pokemon?
Pokemon.
From all the Pokemon characters in the Smash games. Harley yeah. was just playing that Pokemon all break. He like beat it in 4 days.
Yeah. This is very unhealthy.
So easy after a while. I remember the rare candy cheat that you can do. Basically, just level up all your people and then just not have to like do anything. I would play like the real game and then get like capture Pikachu. Like remember the very first thing like in the Viridian Forest or whatever? Remember that? And like you like go in there and then you just spend like 2 hours looking for Pikachu. The only place, because Pikachu was the cutest, like, little Pokemon.
He's the famous one, you know?
Yeah, yeah, you had to, like, yeah. Why did they do that? That was weird at the TV show. They made him the first thing.
See, that is kind of weird. They made him, like, the first thing you could get, but then in the, like, red and blue version, you just can't get him at first. It's like, what?
Do not, yeah, it's kind of weird. God damn, that was a good TV show.
Speaking of which, what type did you guys always choose? Fire, water, or, the leafy one.
Water, dude. Yeah. It was all about
Blastoise
fucking Squirtle.
Is always the way to go. Squirtle.
No, so good. Because the first one, the leafy thing, the leafy green
Bulbasaur.
One. Yeah, Bulbasaur was always the easiest. I looked this one up. I looked like, which is the easiest way to go? And Bulbasaur, always, they say, can kick everybody's ass the
it's
most.
It's just a plant, though. It's like, yeah, there's plants, a fire-breathing dragon.
Plants bring peace
and
to the world.
And a giant turtle that can summon waves.
That has
the
guns on its back.
Water gun, so basically it's a water nerf
gun. Water nerf gun on his
back. Stop it.
Just destroy the world. Yeah, that makes perfect sense. Well, I guess he can make tsunamis, and that would not be cool. At least if all the Pokemon get together and just stomp the ground until they just kill all the people. Like, why wouldn't they do that? Like, they're literally slaves. Like, at least slaves have, like, a house.
I was just gonna say, why the hell, this Pokemon is just, like dog fighting. It's like, well, we have these animals, let's make them kill each other. Well, they faint, but it's just like, they still get their shit kicked out.
Okay, that's okay to explain. Like, I remember one episode, he was like, you gotta fight this other electric dude, because otherwise we're not gonna be better than the electric people. Yeah. And okay, that's okay for him to be like, okay, I'll fight, I'll get fucked up, I'll go back into my slave ball. And that's chill, just talking.
Ball.
For all he knows, all he's doing is talking shit about him.
The thing is, they're like intelligent because humans can like talk to them because they'll be like, oh, they'll say their name in a weird way and be like, oh, I get what you're saying. So they're like intelligent creatures that they just
yeah, explore. And then fucking like the fact that there's like the psychic types which can like fucking move stuff with their mind.
Seriously,
you think they maybe rise above humans at that point?
I think I read online that Alakazam has an IQ of like 5,000, which is like
just so unintelligible.
Which is like
uncomprehensible.
20 times more intelligent than any human ever.
That's multitudes, Jesus. That's yeah, it's like 50 times.
It took until the first movie when they fucking in a lab created Mewtwo, which was like fucking up people. But still, it took that long. It had to create like the greatest thing ever in order to finally realize. I think we can beat these people.
Yeah, we're computer chips. Just make
you know,
a fucking
we're
computer
like
chip
way
of that.
Stronger and more intelligent than these things. And they make us slaves. How do they beat Mewtwo? Is that with Mew? Doesn't he like come?
It was with tears. They were all fighting, and then Mewtwo fucked him up. And then I remember Ash or somebody started crying, and then Mew maybe cried, and then all of them woke up or some shit like that,
Mewtwo
and then
just
killed him.
Ah,
yeah, I do not get. All I remember, it ended with tears. That was really weird. Same with Super 8. Super 8 also ended in tears.
What did
Super 8? It ended with fucking tears.
There were tears at the end of Super 8.
No, I mean, like, the conclusion was the reason that the monster left was because of tears. Started crying, it's okay, we understand your problems, and then just fucking left. God
so
damn it.
So tears are more powerful than Pokemon and aliens.
I guess that is what we've learned today. That's a goddamn good lesson.
Fucking tears.
Just always will save things. They also can manipulate people into do whatever the fuck you want.
Yeah, like girls, when they cry, it's like you feel really bad, and then you do whatever they want.
God, darling.
Or you just say, get the fuck out of
here. Yeah,
or
he's like, I don't care.
Stop puking everywhere.
Like, when Javi brought those girls over, and that one girl almost died, she was crying.
Oh my
And we were like, get out of here. We don't want you.
Was that when you had a party?
We probably should not talk about this story, because I know that my folks are maybe listening to this. Now they might listen
I remember
to
that night.
It was really not good, and maybe if they say they never are going to listen to it again because they've been offended, then maybe we'll bring it on to another episode. But I don't want to die.
Let's just offend your parents then.
Yeah, there have been so much fun times here that we won't talk about.
Until we offend your parents.
Yeah, we'll do when I leave soon. And then I'll have no way once I go to the moon, then. There's no way from the
Since when you go on the moon?
Yeah, I
didn't know. Oh, you didn't hear? My mission's on Thursday.
they're restarting the space program with George.
Dave will be postponed for a little bit, unless I can transmit from there, then.
So speaking of moon and space, tell us everything about Star Wars.
Whoa!
Emith is a Star Wars expert.
I just love Star Wars.
Are you really?
I mean, I wouldn't say expert, but I've, like, seen every movie way too many times.
Alright, what's the most obscure thing? Because I know, like, I've always wanted to love Star Wars shit, like, other than the 6 movies. Because there's always crazy, like the really small characters in the show in one scene for a second. Not, like, a whole separate storyline. Like, Sockstu, he, like, just has, like, a lightsaber, gets killed in one movie, and then has, like, a whole obscure thing. Making this up, but is that real?
I don't know what you're talking about, Jordan. Who is Sockstu? I mean, they have books and all kinds of, like, crazy shit written about Star Wars, but I don't read any of that. I just see the movies. Supposedly, they wrote 7, 8, and 9, like, George Lucas has those scripts where, like, the dark side comes back and Luke is, like, started a Jedi temple, but they never ended up making it because they thought it was good the way it was.
What's the mythical part behind it? Like, what's, like, all that, like, the arc, like, you know what I'm saying?
Well, there's, like, all this crazy, like, the whole thing is based on, like, mythical ideas, like, in the, what's the word, like, just ideas about, like, theology and religion and stuff, about, like, how the son has to come save the father, and how there's, like, the battling of the father and son, just, like, all this crazy shit, like, there are themes like that throughout all of it, and, like, the one guy bringing balance to the force, and how he's, like, overcome the hero's journey, and all this.
So that's the story of Star Wars.
I mean, it's just, like, it's all based on mythology and, like, all these different ideas. I think The Power of Myth, it's, like, this book that's written on it, like, just about different ideas like that, and Star Wars just has, like, all these different things from that book that are just crazy.
Check out Myth of the...
The Power of
the Myth. The Power of Myth.
I think it might be a movie, too.
Check out the movie.
A documentary or something like that.
It's gotta be.
So, like, why were the, like... I don't. You probably don't know this, but just why? Like, are the 1, 2, and 3? Like, why is this the fucking screenplay and everything just so shitty?
Well, I don't know.
So shitty.
Like,
I don't get it.
I don't get it either. Cause like, it's a cool concept. Yeah. Like, they made it really dumb. Like the whole racist Jar Jar Binks, like being in this all cartoony thing.
Hey, that was not racist. That was my nickname until I was like in what. 15?
Jar Jar?
Yeah. Hey, Binks, how's it going? I don't
maybe
know
it
why.
Maybe it was because you were Jar Jar.
Oh, yeah,
Jar.
Probably. Well, I had a race car, and I was like 7. I was called Jar Jar Binks, so probably where it came from.
Well, I guess part of it might be, like, the 4th, 5th, and 6th movie. It's, like, a really dark time where, like, this Rebel Alliance has to fight this evil empire, whereas, like, the first 3, or the first 2 at least, is, like, there's this happy empire where everyone's cool. It's, like, not as dark, so it's not as cool. So it's harder to make a cool story out of it. Because I thought the 3rd one was good, like, the Revenge of the Sith. But the first 2 just
the idea was sick, but just, like Natalie Portman and fucking Hayden Christensen were just, like bad. But also because the screenplay for them was just
yeah,
so bad.
Yeah, it's a little to work with. And I don't get it, because I guess, like, George Lucas wrote them all. So why do they just suck all of a sudden?
It's because of George Lucas. Seen Howard the Duck? Hmm?
Okay.
Very bad movie.
What movie?
Howard the Duck.
I wish our listeners could just see Jordan right now. Just see his little table of paraphernalia that he's got going on.
His mom's upstairs.
Yeah. Next to his paraphernalia cabinet.
This is making me sound like I'm such a mama's boy. I smoke a lot of pot. Yes, it's true. I smoke a little bit of pot, but you know what? Pot makes life so much more sustainable.
Sustainable.
In terms of ecology, you can grow plants a lot quicker with marijuana than you can with tomatoes.
But what do you mean by plants?
Confused. Yeah, I don't really know.
Talking about eating marijuana.
I might have ingested a little bit of it, so.
Tomatoes or pot?
Both. I like them both very much.
Alright.
Where have you been to in the world?
Where have I been to?
Yes. What's your favorite place you've ever been to?
Well, Tahoe's always one of my favorite places, but, like, internationally, I've been to Italy, and, I think Italy's the only country I've ever been to besides Mexico. Yeah.
Are you going to go visit your brother in India?
No, because he'll be back in, like, 2 weeks.
Aww.
Yeah, to all you listeners out there, both my brothers are film majors, and they're both abroad working on projects of their own.
What are they working on right now?
They're each... Jason, my oldest, just finished a movie of his own in London, because he's in Columbia for grad school, so he's working on shit there. But now he's in Nigeria.
Getting scammed on?
He's in Lagos, Nigeria, supposedly in just the worst conditions ever. It's just like, thinks he's gonna die, but he's working on a friend of his movie.
As long as he's working on a movie?
Yeah, as long as he's getting some work done, hopefully it's something.
Is he working on it? Like, what is he working on as it?
He was the director of the one in London, like, he wrote the story, but now he's, I think, the cinematographer for the one that he's doing in Lagos.
Yeah, he's DPing?
Yeah. Director of photography. Then Eric's in India making this movie with this fishing village that he met when he was there traveling last year. He, like, made all these crazy villager friends that now he's going back to shoot a movie with.
Can he do a documentary? Can he shoot it with his bare hands now? Crazy shit.
He probably could. Our chief indigenous
to India. How do you make friends with a fishing village?
Because he's crazy. He was literally traveling around in India with like his laptop and an HD camera, which looks like the most expensive thing in the world.
What?
Just by himself. Just like no security whatsoever.
Wait, was it the same HD camera we used for Disneyland project?
Yeah, it was that one, dude.
Just consumed your entire computer. It was like 40 gigabytes.
Literally had to erase like my entire hard drive, yeah.
That was a fun-ass project.
That was so
fun. We saw our guests in junior year of high school, the three of us, here sitting around dinner.
Dude, that was us. Table. That's so cool.
Yeah, dinner at Jacob's. We did a project for our English class in which we had to just basically pick a topic of anything American and just report on it. And we chose Disneyland, not because we had the opportunity to go travel there and have an extremely fun time while everyone else was like learning about immigration and shit like that.
Purely
but because we were just very intrigued by Disneyland.
Yeah, Walt Disney's true American tale, right?
Yes, so the trip involved us going to Disneyland, and we brought this extremely expensive HD camera that I guess belongs to Greg Eamitt's older brother. And unknowingly, after filming hours of footage, we didn't see that the it was like consuming 60 gigabytes worth of memory.
So much, just
and
cobbling
we were deleting like Microsoft Word and like antivirus and everything on the computer in order just to store it on this computer.
Literally had to clear my entire hard drive just to fit this one high school project for the film that we had.
And then Scritch Scratch, our editor, appreciates the art of procrastination.
Yeah.
And decided...
Ended up almost dying.
decided to edit hours. The entire 30-minute video in one night.
Took forever.
It showed up.
Oh my god.
When the presentation was starting, we were in the classroom waiting for Jordan, and finally he showed up with the video looking all like scraggly and everything. Like his mom had dropped him off, and was like, Jordan is not well.
So this was the first time that Andrew, who's a hoop star,
Sir
Hoops a lot.
I can be hoop star.
That's a good one.
Gugimus and Sir Hoops a lot see the project in its entirety. And while we're sitting there watching it, we notice that Jordan has spliced in, and this is Scritch Scratch, by the way, has spliced in shots of Mac Dre just in the middle of our presentation.
R.I.P. Famous Bay Area rapper.
Famous Bay Area rapper Mac Dre is in the middle of our presentation, and our English teacher just looks so confused with her random pictures.
And
so
wait, you remember the hottest teacher's assistant that was checking out on me, a teacher, when she saw it, she started giggling, checking it out. You know, she was down.
That's true. That made her down.
And then the beginning montage was great. It was going, we're like, alright, finally get to like the meat and the very like important like commentary.
Yeah, the
and
actual
the whole thing just
interviews.
Shuts down.
Just topple on itself.
Everything.
Parts that start deleting themselves in the middle of the project. We have to skip stuff because it didn't render correctly.
So all said and done, we did not get the best grade.
And then, to end it, Jordan put up Back That Ass Up as our closing credit lyric.
You have to. God, that was good.
Jordan.
That was a good one.
So yeah, we didn't do too hot on that project, but
that
it was
best
still
and it was
so
worth our entire
fun.
Grade,
yeah,
so we all didn't do too hot in the class.
That was so worth it.
Sorry, we all turned out fun.
Yeah, look at us. We're not even crack addicts, so.
Yeah, we don't even smoke crack yet.
I mean, I've tried it, but...
I enjoy wine here and there, but crack is not for me. It's okay.
Yeah, sometimes I'll sit down with a bottle of wine on a crack rock.
Yeah.
Ridiculous.
There's some one house had a party. It was Thursday night wine and crack party.
Big you thing dip, these days.
You dip your crack in the wine, nibble.
Really adds to the flavor.
Yeah.
You like your crack red or white? I like dessert crack, actually.
Yeah. It's a nice little dessert crack.
What are you learning at Claremont McKenna?
What am I learning?
Yeah, Grugimith.
Well, currently, I had no idea what the fuck major I wanted, so I just took complete random classes. So if you guys want to know the history of East Asian governments and stuff, you can come to me.
Thank God.
But I'm a government Spanish dual major at the moment, because I'll be studying abroad in Madrid in the spring this year.
So I heard that place sucks.
Yeah. Yeah, I think Madrid sucks, George.
Are you gonna follow Mr. Larry Mann's footsteps and become a lawyer?
Maybe we'll see. See if I end up going to law school or not.
Gonna grab a Kevlar vest first.
Plan. Yeah, I'm gonna get a Kevlar vest and fight everyone.
Are you gonna run with the Bulls when you're there? Is that Barcelona?
That's
ride a bull to Barcelona and then.
Barcelona.
Dude, you know the alright. So I just saw the music's from Vicky Cristina Barcelona, but. I just saw Midnight in Paris or whatever.
Yeah, it's
Woody
really
Allen used to use the same music. It's such a crazy ass movie. I just don't get how like I still don't get if it's real or if he's just fucking crazy.
Oh, no.
He just gets in a car at midnight, like that randomly picks him up and then goes and hangs out with people that are obviously from the past. So I don't get whether it was a time machine or whether
well,
it was just it, fucking
like,
crazy.
Like kind of is a time machine because that detective ends up getting like lost in time also. So.
Oh, you're right, so it had to be real. Sweet, go to Paris, you'll get a time machine.
Yeah, at the same time, it's obviously just like...
Maybe the taxis are the time machines.
That's so true. We gotta buy 10 right now. 10 stock up our taxis.
We gotta get DeLorean models now so we can hang out with Michael J. Fox.
Yeah, before he started to... Oh, god damn it, never mind. Can't make fun of him having a disease.
Wow.
Sorry, he was Teen Wolf, so cool.
They're remaking that. I can't bring myself to watch that. Have you seen it?
I have seen it.
How is it?
Dumbest thing ever. It's just completely stupid teenage drama bullshit that like they're making high school kids think's cool.
So is it made like Skins?
Kind of.
Skins.
Skins is tight, though.
Skins was a horrible show.
Well, did you see the American one?
The American Skins?
So there's like a U.S. Skins and there's like a London
US
Skins.
One.
Supposedly like the English one's really cool.
I'm down. The American
one
was
the English
Skins,
they look crazy though.
Yeah, like they like have
all
sex
them,
all the time.
Yeah, all of them
shit.
Look like they do lots of drugs.
They're like 16, 15, there's like sex scenes in every show.
I'll take a couple bumps here and there.
That's like a bump or two, you know.
That's always so. Yeah, I'll have a bump.
The best line ever. You all right? All you listeners got to check out. It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. Danny DeVito's in it. Big man.
Oh yeah, that's what he's lived. Yeah.
What's that movie that's coming out? How's Charlie?
Horrible Bosses.
Yeah,
and Charlie Day plays Charlie in that, and It's Always Sunny is in it. Looks very funny.
Gets seduced by Jennifer Aniston.
So I was looking. Kevin Spacey is in that movie, and like I watch a shitload of movies. And one of the movies I was watching, Kevin Spacey has played that before. He's like a movie executive. And he has, like, this assistant who he just treats like absolute shit, bangs his girlfriend, and, like, never lets him do anything. It's just fucked up. It ends in him getting tortured and stuff like that. Just watching Horrible Bosses, the preview, and I just think they're going to do the same thing. By the
Wait,
end.
What
he's
movie
gonna,
is that?
I don't know what it's called. Like, it's the most fucked up shit. He's like, you know, the assistant's like, you know, when you make me lick thousands of envelopes... It gives me paper cuts. Those hurt like a bitch. So he just takes his tongue and starts fucking paper cutting his tongue and shit like
so
that.
So it ends with Kevin Spacey gets tortured by
Kevin Spacey gets fucking tortured throughout this movie with paper clips and then he like douses it in jalapeno sauce and stuff like that. And then the end is just fucked up. He just gives him a job, just gets promoted. I'm just thinking the same thing's gonna happen. He's just gonna get tortured and then he's just gonna be promoted.
How does he give him a job after torturing him?
That doesn't make sense, does it?
Yeah, I don't know. It doesn't seem like
I know. You wouldn't think that, but that's
like
the
a
last
logical
scene.
Progression of events. That's not
well,
the
they talk
one.
For a long time throughout. I guess they become friends for some reason.
We both
like
torturing.
You know,
people.
that was good torture. I think.
Yeah, you did a swell job. Yeah, here's a promotion.
You really know how to torture a guy.
I mean, I guess that's true. When somebody beats the fuck out of you, they'd be like, become a friend. Like that's what like most movies are. what movie does that? Like True Grit. True Grit. They become friends, I guess, in the end. Matt Damon and the other guy. Like he like talks a lot of shit, drinks a lot of whiskey, punches him in the face and stuff, and then they become friends.
Cause probably a little more than that.
Because they're both hardcore, you know, lawmen, kind of.
Goddamn lawmen. Mr. Cogburn.
Mr. Cogburn.
Really?
So someone said it was the worst thing they ever seen. I was like, what?
Really? That was hilarious.
Yeah, it looks awesome.
Well, not hilarious. Sick as fuck.
Oh, that's kind of funny. Whatever. It was chill. Alright. Wow. Serpsloth's just staring at me right now. That's where a video component would come in perfectly. It's just getting stared at.
The video component.
How is your basketball career, Sir Hoops a lot?
I'm the best.
He's the sir. He hoops it up a lot.
I got knighted in basketball.
Yeah. He's the only basketball knight that you'll find.
I even wear armor. I can still dunk.
He's the only one out there with a knight. He's got a full suit of armor on.
Pretty chill.
He still hoops a lot.
I do. Would you call me Hoopstar? Oh, yeah.
Hoopstar.
Hoopstar will be the new name. Maybe we'll try it on this episode. I'll put a new name. We'll see if people like it. We'll keep it to Hoopslot.
If I get at least a billion people to like
it. Yeah, if you get a billion fans on this.
They'll got to. One third of our people.
Or you can have, like, the dinner at Jacob's place, like, poll of the week. And then you, like,
you know what we should do? We should have, like,
on for a poll of the week.
We should have, like, recipes that we put up, and that's, like, what we're making that week.
Yeah. Meatloaf with mayonnaise.
Mayonnaise the worst.
That sounds disgusting.
Not down.
It's like just, I just had the weirdest gross sexual image for some reason.
What? So, what?
I don't know what to talk about.
Okay, you can have gross sexual images. I don't mind.
With mayonnaise and meatloaf?
Jordan is not the head chef here at Jacob's place. Jacob.
Man. Not yet.
Jacob and Megan Highway 1.
Highway
20 Lockhart.
We'll have her back on.
They're always in charge of the kitchen.
Remember, wait, were you there at Harley's that one night where I was making eggs and I poured the entire thing of...
Just, oh my god, try out a movie. Just entire bottle of seasoning. Like, oh yeah, we'll make it great.
I did it twice.
Pours the entire bottle.
So you know how like the fucking like the McCormick or whatever bottles of fucking like pepper flakes?
Yeah.
So you know how you can take half the top off and has little holes? Or you can unscrew the whole thing off? And I thought it was unscrew the whole thing and like it had like the plastic like hole like top.
Yeah.
So I was really wasted. I was like, let's make eggs. I like unscrew, pour the whole thing goes all over the egg. Harley's like, god damn it. And then, like, I was like, all right, that's fine. Let me get some cayenne. Did the exact same thing.
Oh, my god.
Just ruined Harley's kitchen.
The pepperiest eggs ever.
They were delicious, though.
Dude, they had, like, bark in them. Like, it wasn't eggs with things in it. Things
just pepper
like,
with eggs.
Yeah, just pepper with a little egg on the side.
Y'all ate it so quickly. I tried to, like, spit it out.
Whatever happened to Tay that night? Because he ended up, like...
Yeah, some shit went down. He was alright, though.
That's cool.
He's alright.
What happened with Harley's ventilator that he broke?
A vent.
He broke a ventilator?
He stepped on Harley's.
Remember the thing that Tay, the fan, or what, like the AC like thing on the
ground?
Don't
explain them what's happening. I don't understand.
Well, okay, you were there, George.
Yeah, we were parting. Hopefully, Harley's parents aren't listening to this. When we were parting there, Tay just steps right on this air vent that's made out of wood and just breaks it.
We're playing a drinking game, and Tay's like, god damn, he tried to like stomp on the ground. So within 5 minutes of being there, just smashes it like completely into pieces.
Only Tyrannosaurus Rex.
This is while Harley's parents are out of town, so we were trying to leave no evidence of partying.
So you took, okay, we bought for a party of like, let's see, 12 of us, we bought 90 beers and a 30 rack. I mean, and a handle. So I took one of the racks. You took two racks and the handle, right?
Yeah, I have two in my trunk now.
And the handle, right?
Yeah, and the handle. So...
Might as well just take it.
Yeah, cops. Any cops want to,
Any cops want to go to my house?
Go to Greg's car right now.
She can get search warrant.
That's how you guess it.
On that, we probably should stop giving away search warrants. We'll wrap this bitch up.
I
wrap up another dinner at Jacob's place.
It's been very, very filling. So thank you, Gregemeth, for all of your
insight. Shrek.
Do we want the playout song again?
Man in the
Kingdom. That would be great. Thank you very much.
Thank you, guys.
It's great as always.
I'm gonna go get some boxing gloves over here.
Awesome.
We'll see you next time, dinner. What is it, Sportscast? Sportscast.
Later, Sportscast. We love you. Thank you.